This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 1st June 2021. Top stories for today. Finance Minister Dato Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz conceded today that Malaysia's 2021 economic growth forecast could be lowered due to the new lockdown measures that do not allow non-essential businesses to operate. He also said the country's fiscal deficit will likely be higher than the 6% target announced earlier. Malaysia reported another 7,105 new daily COVID-19 cases today, bringing the total number of infections to almost hitting 580,000. The Ministry of International Trade and Industry, MITI, reveals today that about 95,000 companies have obtained approval to operate during this latest movement control order. However, an estimated 1.2 million workers from these approved companies are expected to be working at their respective premises under the latest SOP. Meanwhile, Lim Kok Wing University of Creative Technology, LUCT founder Tan Sri Lim Kok Wing died today, aged 75. In a brief statement confirming their founder's passing, LUCT said it was humbled by the condolences and support extended by the public. Lim's passing came just a week after he was reported being hospitalized after suffering a fall. The cause of death is yet to be identified. On the international front, Peru today emerged as the country with the worst death rate per capita according to Johns Hopkins University data. With its updated death toll, Peru now stands at more than 500 COVID-19 deaths per 100,000 people, almost triple its official COVID-19 death toll. Its hospitals are overcrowded with patients and demand for oxygen is beyond the stock availability. The country is among the hardest hit Latin America countries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Vietnam is seeking to buy COVID-19 vaccine production technology and is aiming to build a plant to supply the COVAX program. With a population of about 98 million people, Vietnam has so far received 2.9 million doses, including 2.6 million doses via COVAX. And in Venezuela, hundreds of senior citizens and health workers stood in long lines to get their COVID vaccine shots as the country's inoculation campaign has been held up by payment problems and political disputes. According to Reuters data, only 1.1% of the population has received at least one vaccine shot so far. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.